film and television producer based here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. I produce films here and in Zimbabwe particularly. I just returned from a trip where we made two films, Makunungunu Maoza Moyo, adapted from a book by Charles Mungoshi, and Mwana wa Mwari, which was a project that I wrote as a form to platform to educate girls and people about girl child rights.
You live here in America, but you do most of your work back home.
I have a family here, so I have to come back here and be with the family. But I do love my country very much, and I try to do as much as I can. I'm very much involved in everything that is happening within the industry. I write and produce from here, and I go to Zimbabwe to do the actual filmmaking. I also do produce films here in Washington, D.C., in New York, and in Atlanta mostly. But I do enjoy working with my people in Zimbabwe, and it's something that I really wish I could do a lot more.
What inspired you to enter the film industry?
It's a thing that I started when I was a really young boy. I always knew this is what I wanted to do even before I went to college. And I think it is the idea that when you can tell a story, it is so many things that it can do to the person you are telling the story to. It can inspire, it can educate, it can motivate. And these are some of the things that I wanted to do. So I always say to people, I never quit teaching. I just changed the way that I teach. It's a different medium to communicate with the same people that I've always wanted to communicate with. And it's an art form that is very interesting. You know, you're putting so many pieces together, and at the end you come up with one thing that is very impressive, and that is very fulfilling.
Some Zimbabweans who are based in the diaspora complain that they are frustrated by the political and socio-economic situation back home. Is this affecting you in any way?
Not particularly. Yes, things are difficult in the sense that we do not have resources. We do not have access to some of the things that we want. It takes a lot for you to be allowed to use, say, a police uniform or a military uniform to tell a story, even if it is a story in good light. We are not at a position where we can just say, you know, I want to say this about this subject, and you can say it easily. But I have not had any problems in everything that I have done. I've had the support. I've gotten letters from the police, from the National Arts Council, from the organizations that support arts and films. And what I would want to say is, let these people go and try to do it, and then they will see that some of these things are assumed and they are all imagined. They are not actually on the ground. We were in Murewa recently, and they opened up everything that we wanted to use, and we managed to make our film without any problems. But we do need resources, and I may even ask those in the diaspora to say, support the causes that you believe in. Put the money where your mouth is, you know, so you can help this industry to grow, and then we can have something that we are all proud of.
We saw some prominent actors like Elijah Madzikatire, Jesse Mungoshi. How did you manage to bring them aboard?
Well, with Miss Chesese Mungoshi, it was actually her brainchild. We did her husband's book, Makunungunu Maoza Moyo. So it was something that she has always wanted to do, and she was very heavily invested, and it was a great joy to work with her. And Elijah and I have done one movie before, and he was always somebody that I looked up to when I was growing up. And, you know, anybody who grew up loving Mkadota would be honored to work with his son. So these people are very supportive. They are very approachable, and I managed to talk to them, and we are doing these projects, and we are going to be doing more projects as well in the future.